Let's start off talking about that DOD big changes coming to defense procurement, all part of Defense Secretary Robert Gates' effort to cut $100 billion over the next 5 years from back-end operations so that money can be directed to fighting wars. The Defense Secretary, along with Ashton Carter, the Pentagon's Chief Procurement Officer, announced 23 new acquisition and procurement guidelines, and they call for a renewed focus on competition, the inclusion of suppliers outside the defense industry, and an effort to discourage frivolous contract protests. Let's try and make some sense out of it. What does it mean for DOD? What does it mean for contractors? Well, who better to turn to than Rob Burton? He's a partner with the Venable Law Firm, and he's also, of course, the former deputy administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and also a good friend. Mr. Burton, haven't talked to you in a while. Thanks for being here.
Chris, how are you doing?
It's fall in Washington. Could it be any better?
But you're right. We haven't talked in a while.
And what better issue to talk about? Put these into some kind of scope for us. How significant is this announcement coming from the Pentagon today?
Well, and I haven't seen all 23 action items.
Yeah, we're all still. I mean, they just finished them, so we're still churning. We're still trying to make sense of them.
Right, right. But you know, the thing is, Chris. I mean, you hate to be a skeptic, but it seems like we've been here so many times in the past with sort of these same types of conversations. And not to diminish what DOD is doing. I mean, I certainly compliment their efforts. I think industry agrees that obviously improvements can be made. Obviously, you can streamline operations and be more cost effective. But the thing that I'm concerned about is a couple things. One, usually when something like this happens that we're going to trim costs or we're going to have cost savings measures in the acquisition arena, there is always a spillover such that less money is spent on the acquisition workforce, you know, and less training dollars go because it's like, well, gee, the secretary wants us to reduce costs. There's always, even though people are well-intended, there tends to be a secondary impact on the acquisition workforce. And, you know,
what better way to reduce costs than by cutting the number of people?
Or not hiring more people or reducing training dollars or something. It always seems to come back to that, Chris.
And I know you've always been a big believer in the workforce and how important that is, and that if you invest in that workforce, both in terms of training and in terms of having the people there to be able to do the job, they can be much more strategic and they can squeeze those costs out of, they can get better prices for the jobs for what they're currently buying.
Well, exactly, and I do think that the government as a whole needs to put more emphasis on strategic sourcing, and that's one thing I kept harping on when I was in the government, that the government needs to get better about strategic sourcing, and I don't know to what extent that's emphasized in the Secretary's plan. But I am also curious about this renewed focus on competition, quote-unquote. I'm very skeptical about this because this insourcing initiative, Chris, is anything but about competition. It's being very, very aggressively pursued by DOD, the idea of pulling work from the private sector back into the government without competition. I mean, where's the renewed focus on competition? It is the biggest effort I've ever seen to do something without competition. And there are studies showing that this is more costly to the taxpayers, that to use federal employees to do a lot of this work is actually not cost effective. As a matter of fact, the secretary himself even made some comment that the cost savings aren't there. But this insourcing effort is still ongoing. They're not pulling back, Chris. If anything, they're just not going to hire people. They'll just leave them on the street, but they're going to put the function back into DOD, which means it's going to have to be performed with existing DOD resources. Again, where's the cost savings? I'm just not sure.
It's interesting because Francis Rose on his in-depth program yesterday had a discussion about inherently governmental and had a few folks who I know you know very well, Angela Stiles, Al Berman and somebody from NTU whose name is just escapes me, but discussing this, and it seems like a lot of this has to do with that. How are we going to, it's this old discussion that we've had a lot of times, if we're going to compete stuff, how do you get a public-private competition that's essentially, you're able to compare apples to apples?
Right, right. Well, I don't think anyone should be afraid of competition. I've said this for years, and I think competition does lower the cost to the government. So I would strongly...
And in fact, even for feds, out of the A76 process, they've won most of them and have been, in many cases, more efficient as a result of that.
That's absolutely true. There were cost savings associated with the efficiencies that the government personnel actually implemented. I think that's a very important point. But I do think that this so-called renewed focus on competition has to be supported by actions, and I really think that in that regard, one of the best things DOD can do is not just unilaterally move a lot of this work back into the government, but compete it.
There is a little bit of a deja vu all over again kind of aspect to this, and I was watching one of my Facebooks or tweets or somebody, and somebody quoted Secretary Cohen back in, I think it was, it was in Clinton years, and the words, you could have taken them out and put what Secretary Gates is saying today, very similar things. We're going to shift funds from back-end systems to the warfighters because we can't continue to do business the way we've constantly been, the way we've been doing it. There is this kind of feeling that we've been through this before.
Well, that's why I say, Chris, that I do feel like I don't want to be a skeptic, but it does sound like we've been there before. And I know the Secretary's talking about frivolous protest actions and trying to reduce and discourage frivolous contract actions, which I think is great. But one thing you have to note is that the corrective actions taken by agencies at GAO direction or recommendation is now higher than ever. And so that's not frivolous if the agency is taking corrective actions. So, the number of frivolous protests actually has decreased over the years, arguably.
So let's help DOD do their job better. If they wanted to at least use contracting and procurement to reduce some of these costs, what should they do? Invest in the workforce? So it feels almost going against the grain, but...
Well, I think that's absolutely right. I think some of this is not rocket science. I think that, yes, I think they need to invest in the workforce. More money has to be spent on training. I think there has to be a focus on strategic sourcing and actually training the workforce to do strategic sourcing correctly. Emphasis on defining the requirements very clearly. That's one of the biggest problems that the acquisition community has and the government is defining requirements clearly. We're still not there, Chris. The government is still not there with respect to its ability to do that. That's where the emphasis really needs to be placed because that will result in cost savings over the time, also will reduce the number of protests. Because most protests are associated with requirements that have never been defined clearly for the contractors.
And evolve as time goes on.
Well, that's right. But these are the root causes that really need to be addressed. And, some of this is just rhetoric, in many ways. And I don't know, 23 actions sounds like maybe it's too many. I think what you need is a more focused, concentrated effort on a couple of key points. And if we can get those correct, that probably will go a long way to saving costs.
And those key points would be I know you're a big fan of competition, but it sounds like competition, maybe even improving the workforce so they can really spend time, be truly strategic in their approach to handling these procurement issues.
Absolutely. Strategic sourcing for someone like the federal government is so big and has such an incredible power with respect to its buying power that it needs to be more strategic in how it actually spends its procurement dollars.
Yeah. Let me ask you one other question, because DOD is so big. And oftentimes, and you've been at DOD, oftentimes you get these pronouncements that come from on high. And, you can have career folks who say, guess what? Well, Secretary Gates has already said, he's not going to be around forever. I can wait for this to pass. And so they don't always get implemented certainly with the speed or even get implemented at all. How much of a role is that?
Well, you're right. Bureaucrats tend to feel like they're going to be around for a long time, and just like you said, we've sort of seen this before.
Yeah.
And I doubt that the career folks are going to view this, that this is really a big announcement. I don't think they'll view it as a big announcement at all. I think they'll view it as, oh, here we go again. And if any cuts have to be made, it's going to be with respect to the acquisition workforce, that this will be viewed as somehow actually reducing the money that is spent on the acquisition workforce, which I don't think is what the intent is, but that these are the secondary spillover effects that sometimes are the unintended consequences of these types of initiatives.
And it almost sounds like if Secretary Gates or Secretary Carter wanted to convince the procurement workforce that these are going to be implemented, investing in that workforce might be a good step.
Yeah, the headline was, you know, the secretary requests X millions of more for the acquisition workforce. Now, that might get some attention from the career folks.
Rob Burton, he is a partner with the Venable Law Firm, he's a procurement attorney and former deputy administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. We have links to Secretary Gates' announcement today. In fact, we're going to bring you highlights of it later on in the program. You can find all of that, much more information. It's online, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider. Mr. Burton, always a pleasure.
Chris, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.